Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I'm Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your Franchising 101 host. Today, we have one of our franchise partners joining us today, and they're going to talk about their brand, which has just an absolutely wide array of amazingly cool offerings. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to try to see if I can weasel some of those things at my house as well where we go along. Before we get to our franchise guest, quick reminder who we are. Fran Coach is a national search firm, and we are dedicated to working with individuals like yourself interested in owning a franchise. We're partnered with over 600 franchises spanning nearly 70 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And the goal of the Franchising 101 podcast is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. That's us. Now let's get to the important stuff, which is our amazing guest, the incomparable Ms. Erin Zide. Erin, how are you today?
I'm good, Tim. How are you?
Fan-stinking-tastic. Thanks for joining us. And I think for everybody that is not just listening, but has the ability to see our wonderful smiling faces, like you have the coolest fake background. I'm still calling BS that those are real books because it's just too pretty back there. But we love it. So thanks for joining us. How's everything in lovely Virginia?
Things are good. Yes. Well, I know I'm known for my background, thanks to my, I think maybe OCD decorator tactics. And my husband was really grateful when the hundreds of pounds of books showed up to our home to fill these bookshelves. But if anyone needs help, call me for that as well. Be happy to give you the resources.
Yeah. A side project in addition to the wonderful franchise we're going to talk about today, yes. which is Arkadak. So
indoors I've got, and out. Yeah, got it all.
Tons of stuff to ask you besides the book collection that you, the quote, air quote, book collection you have behind you. But give us the scoop on, I always like to get to know the people we're talking to in franchising, because there's almost always some cool little story for this. So no pressure, but don't disappoint. How did you get started in this crazy thing that is franchising?
Well, it's a question that I answer often for candidates that I speak with on a daily basis. And it's a great question because it's nothing that I ever expected to do or expected this path to, you know, that I kind of fell into. And it's been a phenomenal, 2.5 decades that I, long that I've been on this world of the franchise route. I came with a hospitality background, hotel and restaurant management. So like so many of you that are listening and the candidates that we speak with, maybe franchising wasn't something we were looking for. It certainly wasn't something that I just said, I'm really going to start looking at franchises. I was in a hotel business. That's what I studied. I was very directed, thought, that's what I was always going to do. I loved what I was doing. I ended up relocating due to getting married. Best thing I ever did, but really wasn't fulfilling. Couldn't find a fulfilling career in that industry just because it was such a smaller town. I was used to a very big city, very, big bustling hotel business. And I was bored stiff, basically. So my husband happened to have gotten out of college and he really found that he wanted to do something for himself. And he stepped into the world of franchising right out of college. And he said, well, if somebody else could do it, why can't I? And there was an appeal to that, having the model, having somebody that can train you, support you. And it was really nothing I ever thought about. He and his partner found some great success doing it. He said, Erin, let's find something we can do down the road as a married couple, but let's find something you can start, you're passionate about, uses your client service skills, your networking, your sales. He said, find something you really love to do, and maybe down the road, it's great for us. And that's how I fell into one of our businesses, actually a sister brand of Arkadek under Outdoor Living Brands 22 plus years ago. So, I mean, it really, I mean, it never was something on my radar. And I started researching different concepts and I thought, oh my gosh, funny enough, it was in the, another outdoor living business. It was something that involved trades. It was something very out of my wheelhouse in that sense, but it similar to Arkadek, it was in my wheelhouse of client service, getting to know the client well, the full experience, networking, building relationships, and all of those things really resonated with me. So then I thought, well, gosh, I can be taught the rest. And so 20 some plus years later, here I am, and I've had multiple businesses under this umbrella, and I'm on the franchisor end as well. So it's been the best experience I could have ever asked for.
It's great. I always love, and I appreciate you sharing that, because I always love asking that, because with exactly one exception of every person we've had on that have asked that question, it has been some kind of like not planned, random, dumb luck, fell into it, whatever with this. And the only person that didn't have that answer, his father had owned multiple franchises, so he grew up in it, right? So, and I do want to point this out for everybody listening. You mentioned 22 years in franchising. It's amazing you were able to start when you were 7. So that's really, you're like the Doogie Howser of franchising, which if you don't know who that is, Google that. So so tell us a little bit about Arkadek, and we want to like get the business model, but what the heck is it? If I'm just a consumer, tell us a little bit about what Arkadek does.
Sure. Arkadek, funny enough, was founded 4 decades ago by an architect and a deck builder. So hence the creative name that they just pushed together into Arkadek. But it morphed into Arkadek Outdoor Living many years ago, because if you look out your back window, Arkadek can design, build, and do the full, see through the full implementation of anything you can dream up in the outdoor living spaces, except we choose not to be a pool contractor. I mean, that is very intentional, because pools require constant service and maintenance. As we know, and you and I have both, I think, had pools and pools put in, so understand that. So Arkadek's, frankly, are too busy. So we're trying to make sure they're not getting service calls, you know, if somebody's pool pump isn't working. But, you know, even if you're a consumer, think sunrooms, pergolas, you know, screen and porches, hardscape patios, outdoor kitchens, pizza ovens, fire features, literally anything you can dream up in the outdoor living spaces, Arkadek can do. And it's very exciting. I mean, we have a very robust training system, but also a team that's continuously working here for our franchisees on many of those aspects, which we'll talk about today, to support them and make sure that they can assist them in any of these designs and construction aspects as well.
Yeah. And it's the, just for anybody listening that wants those in front of the front of their phone or the computer, Arkadek, Arkadek. And I think anytime I'm on the website, I'm like, oh man, like I want that, and that in my backyard. We get the pool accomplished, but it is cool stuff. It is really designed to make that backyard, like it's like the dream backyard with those things. So super cool stuff, number one. So even if you don't want to own one, like have them come over to your backyard and hook you up. So, but that's kind of a overview of the services. Now the business model. So first off, like as an owner, do I need to be able to go out there and swing the hammer? Do I need all this like architectural experience? Talk a little bit about what you're really looking for in an owner and what that looks like.
That is a very good question. And that's one of the first questions I get from candidates often. I will say, just to start that off, about almost 90% of our franchisees in Arquidec have zero experience in this trade or anything to do with design, build of outdoor living spaces whatsoever. So we are extremely adept at training on how to design. We aren't turning you into an architecture firm in your city, things of that nature. No, but we teach you how to assess a space, take the proper photos, dimensions, and then we have people on the back end that can actually bring those things to life on 2D or 3D renderings to be the back end for you so you can go back with your proposals and then do the full master files on the build out. So we were able to do that too for the franchisees. We really don't want our franchisees out there swinging the hammer. I mean, it's not easy to build your business to the best of your ability if you're caught up in installing stairs or you're caught up in running, you know, to the hardware store. I mean, we want our Arquidec franchise owners to be out there building their empires and growing their business. So kind of think of it as the conductor of the orchestra, right? So they're out there selling, building those relationships with the clients, but also being really good communicators with the subcontractors. Those subcontractors, they marry up to, right? Build a great relationship. They can rely on one another. So you really have stable subs that are putting in most of or all of their work week for Arquidec. So they're very used to working together and they're the ones that are actually swinging the hammer for you.
Gotcha. And I want to come back to the subcontractor thing, but so the owner, and I think that's the one of the biggest misconceptions in franchising is that you have to have experience in something to own it, when in reality, it's almost always the opposite, right? So you're not out on the job, that owner, and I know it can vary a lot, but as a general rule, what are some of the things that they're doing day in, day out to like, as part of their, like get out of bed, they're going to go do every day?
Yes. So they do get a lot of blue sky, which is usually a big appeal to the owner. They're usually leaving corporate America for a reason, right? So they want to stop looking at spreadsheets. They want to get out of the office. They want flexibility. So they're typically going to Mr. and Mrs. Smith's home, looking at, you know, a backyard, talking to them about their needs, taking pictures, you know, so they're more of that sales manager aspect. So they're going to get those, assess that space, get those needs, and then be able to go back, do the proposal for them and give them the bid and close the deal. Then they do go back and project manage and maybe go by once a day and check on the subs, shake Mr. and Mrs. Smith's hand, see how it's going, if there's anything they want to add to the job, make sure the subs are following the exact master plan that is created to code of your county. So, and it is very spelled out. It's very hands-on in that sense, but hands-on via communication, right? Communication, building good relationships. And that's really the key. And it's a very tangible end result. So that's where a lot of our Arquidec franchise locations, franchisees love it because they show up and Mr. and Mrs. Smith are elated and they're praising them because that's how they changed how they live in their home. I mean, their home is their sacred space. So there's a very feel good opportunity for them as well.
Yeah. So definitely really that kind of people person connector. I mean, the word sales, but it's not really sales, right? It's like you're it's not like you're walking around the neighborhood, knocking on a door going, hey, can I make your backyard look cool? Right.
No, you're not going to scare them or show up at the door and try to sell them something.
Like blue and red and green books behind you. You're not like a door-to-door salesman for those.
They're not doing what I do. I'm kidding.
You've been invited in.
I know. Like I've bothered you for 50 years to be on this. And now I'm here because of my books.
Exactly.
They're hot leads, not even just warm. They're hot leads. I mean, they're coming to you saying, I want you to come assess my space. So they're waiting for that person to come. It's a very big deal. It's a custom design. They're very excited. It's very personal. And you're just being a good listener, trustworthy, detail-oriented. You've got the Archideck reputation of being the biggest in the country and up in Canada, the longest standing. There's nobody else around with national guarantees and four decades behind them. So our franchisees have a lot of leverage behind them. So people are proud when they come over, and it's a very personalized process. So it is, it's not a hard sales pitch in that sense. It's just being knowledgeable and detail oriented. And that's where our training and our constant mentorship with our team comes into place.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about that subcontractors, right? Because that's something that most people have little to no experience in, like finding them, managing them versus I'm going to hire like and have my own staff. So talk a little bit about kind of what, like why we're using subcontractors and some of the ways that Archideck and Outdoor Living Brands is helping them with this.
Sure, definitely. So that is probably the other, besides do I need experience, the subs are the other question, right, that everybody asks us. The subs are typically, I mean, almost everybody has subs because it is the most practical way to begin with 1099 versus workers' comp and insurance for most. Saves the franchisee a lot in getting started, especially as you're getting to know them and making sure they're following your exact specifications that you're requiring as an Archideck. We have a lot of training in our training course of, you know, subcontractors, how you hire them, the contracts you utilize when you work with them, you know, how to have them list you as additional insured on their policies every single year, how to check for that. We will even help interview subcontractors. So our mentors that and coaches, you know, if we're going on a field visit and you're just getting open, they will actually say, okay, let's go take a look at some of their jobs and we'll go. So it's all about lining those things up as right. They're getting started. But there are also services that people can use, especially in the United States. I don't know that the service extends up in Canada, but there are hiring services that you can use where they've already been background checked and other things that help with finding subs. But also, at the local lumber yard, stone yard, they're going to give you people that buy a lot of product that are reputable that they will link you up with as well for a very good relationship. And it's really selling yourself to them as, I'm going to keep your pipeline busy. I've got the master files. I'm basically taking the business things away you don't like to do. Right. And I am going to get you paid on time. I'm going to be the master communicator to save you the headaches. I've got this under control. And they're going to do what they're good at, which is the craftsmanship.
Yeah. And it's what they want to do, right? It's cool. And I think the beauty of the subcontract model, if that subcontractor is looking at you as an Archideck owner going, ooh, you might be my meal ticket, right? If I do a good job, you're going to keep pumping me business. And what I really want to do is just go out and do the work, right?
Correct.
So, and then again, just part of the mountain of support that you get with a franchise and from Archideck in particular, like you mentioned, like even as far as like, hey, if you need us to be out there and check with them at the beginning or an interview or whatever, you're not going to need that stuff in year 2, 3, 4 and beyond. But at the beginning, that could be a little scary. So to know we've got that level of support is fantastic. So that's super cool. So we've got the owner, we've got subcontractors. What else, if any, is an owner starting, or is it just them? Do they need an office, other staff? What does that typically look like?
Archideck is great because of the way that they begin. The overhead is very low because you do need to see the client space to do the project, right? So there, you don't need, and we really don't even want you to spend the money on a showroom or anything that could create unnecessary overhead, because if the client comes to you at the showroom, you're not seeing their space.
Right.
So you can work from home. The project material is delivered to the client's project right before it begins. So again, you don't need warehouse space. There are some that it makes a lot of sense. They have young kids at home and they're like, I can't concentrate. I don't know how that could happen. I'm just kidding. Right. As a mom, I get it. But I will tell you, if that happens, some people are really savvy about it and they find like those shared office spaces that just cost a few hundred dollars a month. And because you're not in there that much, but when you need a quiet space to go work or a little right. conference room to meet with somebody, you just write your name down in the conference room and you have it from 2 to 3 on Thursday or whatever it is. So you have those abilities, but you're not literally doing a leasehold on a big space. It is not necessary. We do have some very large offices that have scaled up over years. Well, they have big showrooms, but again, it's not a requirement. We also have people that are in business. They typically start the franchisee. They begin as the sales manager and the production manager because they want to learn the business really well. But usually by the time they hit a year, they get so busy, they figure out, okay, I'm really good at sales and that's really my bailiwick. So I'm going to really get somebody to, you know, lead production management for me and be checking these jobs all the time. Or vice versa, right? Maybe right. they're into production management. I had somebody yesterday, that's their thing. And so, you know, they're going to find somebody for sales management as soon as they really speed up production. And we will always train anybody coming on board. It could be 5 years down the road and you're still bringing on new people. We have at least 5 training classes a year. They can always come to those supplemental parts of training. We always let every franchisee know we love it. We're all about your growth and we're here to help and help you grow.
So no, awesome. And I know there's a fair amount of like even husband wives that will start this or kind of family partnerships with this. And there's a really cool dynamic with that. So that's another thing that could you do that in most franchises? Yes. Some are just, I think, better designed for it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
We had one not long ago that was great where the husband wife had, you know, one is very sales driven and one is production management driven, you know, and it was almost like twofold. They took off so quickly, but I mean, they balanced one another out and you know, even towards the beginning in the exploration phase, you know, the wife, I don't think was thinking she was going to work in it that much. And the more they explored it, the more she got excited and thought, oh my gosh, I can really take hold of this. This is exciting. I could do a great job on the sales aspect. And then she got very involved and has done a phenomenal job. But she really wasn't looking for herself. So you can get very surprised in that sense as well, where you get the spouse involved in discovery in the process. They all of a sudden want to be much more involved than you even expect.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey everyone, I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more. Talk about some of the other things from a franchisor support standpoint. And I know for you guys, we could probably talk for the next, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours on all of the franchisor support from Arkadek, but we just kind of like loosely mentioned Outdoor Living Brands, which is the parent company. And give us a little like how does that help that we've got a parent company, we have some sister brands. Talk through that kind of unique feature of Arkadek as well.
Well, to start on the support, we, you know, I already mentioned, you know, Archideck is unique because there are more bits and pieces to it. So we have the drafters, which are very specific to Archideck, right? So they will help with the renderings for sales proposals. They'll do the master files. We have coaches and mentors that help with construction pricing and design. We have a proprietary pricing tool that's been created just specifically for Archideck to keep job costing in line. But not only that, our coaches and mentors want to check your proposals, not to be big brother, but just to make sure you didn't get tired one night and forget to put in a line item, right? And so, you know, I mean, you're like, I'm zooming through these proposals and oops, I forgot to account for waste on all three of them. You know, I mean, that's a big deal. And so why not have people that just want to be the wind beneath your wings to help you and check that? And we don't want anyone to leave dollars on the table. And so we are very big about that. So there, we have coaches and mentors on the building and that end and construction and pricing. They'll cover that. But we also have someone that coaches more on business operations. So she'll help check your P&L. She'll, if you need to hire someone else, here's a job description. Let's talk about this. Or you're kind of hitting that threshold. You're really busy. You know, do you need help with this? We have bookkeepers that know construction bookkeeping. So you can sub the bookkeepers out. So yet again, not another employee you need, but somebody that literally knows Archideck construction bookkeeping because there are progress payments. I mean, it is unbelievable the support you have there. And then at Outdoor Living Brands, we have a great marketing department, but they only work on our brands. And so Archideck is so fortunate. It's like having your own ad agency that knows what works. And so you've got that inbound, outbound, both sides, digital or, you know, postcards in the mail. And then they'll do any graphic design work that our franchisees need as well. Any custom work, they do that at no charge because we just want it right. I mean, we want it to look like it should. Like when you go on our website, it's going to be the same as if we create a flyer for you. It's going to be that quality forever. And that's really important that we help support, you know, anyone in our family that way. When you ask about family of Outdoor Living Brands, you know, kind of the whole reason that it was created about 14 plus almost 15 years ago, was so if anyone wanted to grow their empire, right? Everyone has dreams or, you know, everyone comes into this as an entrepreneur with different goals in mind. And we wanted to give people the opportunity to kind of have that horizontal or vertical growth opportunity. So we have quite a many architects who get so good at what they're doing and they maybe license the neighboring territory, right? And they're still doing Archideck, but they've got a great team and they're able to grow the zip codes they cover with the neighboring territory. Or you can have more of that vertical approach and say, okay, we're in this territory, but now we also are going to, you know, to offer outdoor lighting perspectives. And that happened to be available in the same market, or maybe it's a new brand that we bring on board. So there's a lot of opportunity where we have many people in our hundreds of franchisees that are either multi-branded or multi-unit. It's a full mix, just depending on what their scope is and what works best for them.
Yeah, I think the everybody that we've had go through the process with any of the Outdoor Living Brands, a couple things have come true, whether it was ultimately the right fit or not, was they've been blown away by the support structure of the franchisor and the culture within the system. Like the owners are incredibly collaborative with one another. And that really like, it's very genuine, right? And so I know you guys are very selective to where it is truly a family feel, not just for your family within Outdoor Living Brands, but your owners, everybody there really has that sense. And that's not the case everywhere else, right? So that really truly resonates from everybody that we've had go through the process with you guys. So that's been incredibly consistent, and they're always just blown away by how much support there is. There's even a couple of things you've talked about today. I'm like, oh, geez, I like either didn't know that or forgot about that because there's so much out there. So the one thing, like, this is like outdoor living, it's architect, but geez, Aaron, I live someplace where it gets cold or it's snow. I mean, not, I don't, I'm not ridiculous like that, but for people that are in that northern half of the country where that white stuff falls, I think it's called snow. Oh my gosh, this couldn't possibly work there, right?
You know what? I think that's the third most popular question. Oh my gosh.
How did I know that?
How did you know that? Well, if you look at our top locations in the country, all but one are heavy winter locations. So, you know, if I name the top locations, like some of the top, like our number one location in the United States is Chicago. You've got Ohio up there. You've got suburban Boston, like Boston, you know, Nova Scotia. I mean, when I tell people these names, they're no longer worried. It is true, because if you think about it, just because people live there, the outdoors are still a priority to them, right? They're still in line to get it done, right? So do they have to be much more crafty about when, you know, they do whatever project, or do they maybe have to change around their schedule based on weather? Of course they do, for sure. But yes, I talk to franchisees all the time. They're like, oh yeah, we just had a winter storm. They're out working. They're going to sell to people. They're taking money all day long. They're very much functioning, and their sales teams are functioning. Their crews are doing the jobs they can do. They are very much working. And like I said, it's not hampering huge locations that we have, but yes, you do get a little more creative of how it occurs, for sure.
But I always think there's more of a premium on being able to be outside.
Yes.
In that area, sure. Than where, yes. Like me in Arizona/Florida, right? Like the sun shines here, I don't know, 450 days a year, right? Something, don't check my math on that. I'm really sure. But we get spoiled. But I mean, I grew up in the Midwest, right? And so I, like, you know, if it was, you know, all of a sudden in the spring and it was 50 degrees, you're running around in shorts because you're all happy, right? Here, yeah. like trying to make my 9-year-old go outside when it's 50 degrees, he'd like have a revolt, right? Like, Dad, are you nuts? It's freezing. So I think there's that. And then again, you've talked about this, like there could be a foot of snow outside. You're still selling. You might still be sitting in somebody's kitchen table going, okay, here's the oasis we're going to create once that stuff is gone. Do you want to be first one on the list when it melts, or do you want us to come in August because we're going to be booked up?
Well, right? That's exactly what happens, for sure. And people are like, oh, no, no, no. I want to be at the front of that list. Here's my deposit right now. I mean, because they're ready for that snow to melt and to be able to use it. And I think you're right. I mean, there's definitely a premium. I mean, you know, because they have limited months. So to them, it's really important where, you know, somebody, I mean, we have, you know, great locations where it is nice year round.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, there's a big location in Texas. People ask this too. Well, he does almost all hardscaping. Or in Florida, they do. They aren't really getting requests for composite or decking, you know, that's out of lumber, because it doesn't work well. They aren't using that as much. Right. So they could be almost 100% hardscaping, where in Atlanta, Georgia, they build straight up and down. They're all next to each other. That's like the deck capital of the world. So you're going to have a wide span based on where you are. But that's the beauty of what we do, is it can be very customized to where you're located. And we have a great team to support that and make those dreams happen based on the space. And one thing that's really cool is we not only do new dreams and new spaces, remodeling is huge. I mean, think about moving in a home, or you lived in a home and there's an old space or a deck, or it maybe just had that little builder piece on the back and you want to do that beautiful backyard space. Right. So there's that remodeling piece or the adding on to kind of that builder pad that they did or the little builder deck.
Right.
And then you also have the whole dreamscape of like the whole shebang in the backyard, right? Is it the nice little, you know, project that's an average size project, or is it Disney World? And, you know, we offer, you know, we have financing. I mean, you could do anything. That's the beauty, but.
Right. Cause these are big, jobs that we're talking about. Right. And the, like, I don't know if you're comfortable saying this, but I will, like, average like 40,000 ish job size, yes. Right. Something like that.
Yes. About 37,000 and change was our average project. Just in the last, you know, we check it once a year, we compile the data. Yeah. So it's, yeah, they're not, and you know, they go well, that's average. They go very high, but, it varies on what people are looking for, you know, but it is definitely something where you have the ability to offer them Disney World, but you can also be, you know, going in and out quickly and doing, you know, $35,000 projects in and out as well.
So I need an outdoor kitchen.
Okay.
And probably a pergola and a little hardscape walking around to the, to one of the gates.
Okay.
So, we'll start with that. So if you can get somebody over here to Pima, Arizona, that'd be awesome. I know there's a little trip charge on that, but that's okay. We'll do the, Aaronside financing. So,
yes.
So all of this sounds like obviously an amazing opportunity for somebody. But last little thing I'll kind of throw at you, and I greatly appreciate all of your time. I know you're super busy. Is there anything else about Arkadeck or outdoor living brands that you would want people to know that we have not touched on yet?
I think that you said it very, very well a moment ago from some of your client experiences with us. And I appreciate that because, you know, I didn't even mention it to this point, but culture is a big deal at Outdoor Living Brands. And, you know, anybody that has come in and, you know, they're going to call it a family. You know, it's not just a group of peers or, you know, they're not a number in business with us. It is truly a family and they all come from different backgrounds. I mean, that's what's so cool about it. Right. Yeah. And then they have that commonality really just because of Arkadeck and this passion that they get, or with our sister brands as well. And they truly treat each other like family, whether they've been in it 30 years or 3 months. And there's just this tight knit fabric of how they take care of one another. And, you know, sometimes it takes my breath away, or I get choked up when I hear stories or I watch some of them together. And I just had, a newer franchisee with me in town for a meeting. And he just said, I just cannot believe the support that I get here. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said, it's just meant the world in getting my business, you know, up and running. And it does. I mean, for them to have that and to feel so comfortable and, you know, it's a big decision and we don't take that lightly here. It means the world to us that people trust in us. And, you know, we're here to help somebody explore and take their time and find that right thing and truly build that trust. But, you know, if we're the right fit and if they're the right fit, they do truly become family. Yeah. And it's a long-term thing.
Yeah. No. Awesome. And that's then, and sometimes people say that and they're blowing smoke. You guys are 100% not blowing smoke about that. And I greatly appreciate it. And always just everybody within the team from my standpoint has always been fantastic. So it's probably a little long overdue that we got you here to do this. Yeah. Weirdly halfway through, I look at my phone and it's your boy from one of your sister brands calling me. So he probably somehow found out. He's like, when's my turn? So, Aaron, thank you. As always, a pleasure to chat with you. But thanks for coming on and talking to us today about Arkadeck.
Oh, thanks for having me. And next time we'll do story time.
That would be amazing. Yes.
Yeah, we'll have coffee and a book. We'll just hang out and do story time.
Some pop of that sounds amazing. I just, there goes our four followers are just, they're gone right now. So thanks a lot for that. So for all four of you that are out there listening, we promise not to really do story time. But as always, if you are interested in whether it's Archideck or any of the other 600 plus franchises we work with, and as always say, you've listened this much, you are interested in franchise ownership, let's talk. FranCoach.net, Franchising101Podcast.net. There's never any fee for our service, so let's set up that call. And let's help create your better tomorrow. Thanks everybody for tuning in, and we will chat with you next week.
Thanks for listening to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.